10 minutes, baby. Just 10 minutes. Do you remember that time not too long ago when I made you hold those moans while we played in the kitchen? I let you come and I licked your pussy and gave you my cock, but I just told you to stay just where you were. And you could come for me, but you just had to hold those moans in. Baby, that's not what I'm gonna ask you to do tonight for me. No, I'm not cruel. You know I love you, and I love doing those things that give you such intense pleasure. So what I want you to do is I want you to find a nice, comfortable spot. Yeah, the bed, the sofa, the bathtub, wherever for you, baby, anywhere you want, but there is just one condition, and that is 10 minutes. 10 minutes after I give my mark, you cannot come. You can touch yourself, you can writhe, you can beg me to let you. You can scream, you can cry, you can do anything you'd like except come. So, when I give my mark, no coming for 10 minutes. Mark, baby. Imagine me standing at the foot of your bed or standing in front of you. Now, what I'm going to do, since my voice is already in your ear, is I'm going to tell you what to do. You don't have to do it exactly, but I think we'll have the most fun if you play along. So first, I want you to touch yourself. No. You immediately reached for your pussy, or you were being bad and you were already touching it. Well, no more, baby. No more. Not until these first few instructions are complete. I want you to touch your body. That beautiful body of yours. Running the tips of your fingers and your nails, maybe down your neck, across your collarbones. That feels good, doesn't it? Maybe run them gently across your breasts, across your nipples. Run them gently across your tummy and over the crests of your hips because they're so sensitive. And then down the fronts of your legs and those inner thighs. But no, baby. No touching that eager, needy, wanting, wet pussy. And run those hands back the way they came. my beautiful girl. Watch my beautiful girl touch and tease herself and push her head back into her pillow. Now, I'm going to let you touch your pussy, but I want you to go slow because 10 minutes are not up. Now, while you're there, and it's gotta feel so good to touch that pussy after I've denied you, I'm going to pull out my cock, and you are going to lock eyes with me and keep them on me the rest of the time. Wherever I go in your room, wherever I may be sitting, I am going to have my big hard cock in my hand and stroking it slowly, throbbing, watching my beautiful girl touch herself. Just thinking of it, baby, thinking of me being there. I am so, so turned on. But, and yes, you can still keep touching yourself, baby, but you're not even halfway there. Almost, though. But imagine one of my hands drifting away from me while I get closer to you and just caressing your arm that's reaching down to play with your pussy, to use your favorite toy. Yeah, me gently stroking your arm and your hand and feeling your muscles as they tense. While you pleasure yourself to my voice. Oh, do you know how hot that makes me? To know that you're there touching yourself, listening to me, and I want to be there so badly, so... or at least the me that's there with you, just cannot help myself. And you've heard me enough, you know I can't. When I see you touching yourself beautiful, God, it drives me crazy. Probably not as crazy as it's driving you not being able to come. Just over halfway there. So my lips wander to your legs. I kiss the insides of both of your knees and then slowly plant kisses up your legs, up to your inner thighs. I don't get close enough to interfere with you touching yourself. No, but I love watching you touch yourself for me. Use your favorite toy for me, that one that just drives you crazy. Yeah. Oh, to be there and to hear it and hear how wet you were and gently, gently tease your inner thighs. Be there close to you, baby. Close to you. And you haven't come yet, have you? Because, well, we're 3/4 of the way there. Oh, 3/4 of the way there, and then I would tell you to move that fucking toy, because I could not resist tasting that pussy. Imagine, baby, imagine my tongue, imagine my tongue plunging into you. And teasing and lapping at and sucking and fluttering my tongue across that clit. Oh, that clit that you've been playing with. I know you still can't come for me. But wouldn't that feel so good if I just pushed that toy away and replaced it with my tongue? Then, then of course, baby, wait, put a finger in you, I put a finger into you, maybe 2 fingers into you, and press up against that G-spot. No, baby, your 10 minutes isn't up. I press into you, and make sure your clit got all the attention that it deserves, baby. I love you, and I love pleasing you. Baby, I know you're so close, and I know you're fighting it. And you're whimpering for me, and fuck, it turns me on so much. Oh, God, to see you straining, to feel your body pressing against me. Oh, baby, it's only 20 more seconds. 20 more seconds with my tongue and my fingers on you. Oh, baby, yeah. Yeah, baby. Oh, yes. Only 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you can come. Oh, come for me. That's it. Yeah, nice. Slow, deliberate licks while you come for me, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, that orgasm you just had was so fucking intense. And I could put your hand around, oh, my cock, and you could feel how hard it is, baby. Oh, how hard it is from talking you through